dictation for Gerald Buckley, Buckley, April 30, 1968. Addresses a letter, Matthew, Matthew, Flegel, Flegel, A286A35. Dear Matthew, as per conversation about Mr. Buckley with Law Potassium, he comes in person. The first major episode of Law Potassium associated with severe upper and lower extremity weakness and a component of rhabdomyolysis from 2017. There was no clear etiology, as he was not having any problems of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, no renal failure, no acid-base abnormalities. He was given potassium replacement, including aldactone. Over the years, there has been fluctuating normal to relatively low levels of potassium, for the most part normal magnesium. Within the last 6 months, again, a low potassium, although not major symptomatic. He says to be compliant with medications, including potassium aldactone, ACE inhibitors. We did a fractional excretion of potassium in the urine at the time of low serum potassium, and it was high, suggesting renal potassium wasting. He says to drink almost a gallon of liquids a day just because of habit, and that causes frequency nocturia at night, every 2 hours. There has been no cloudiness of the urine or blood, no infection, minor lower extremity edema, chronic back pain, but presently not using any anti-inflammatory agents. He did use in the past. There has been hypertension, and he overall is trying to do low sodium. There is some arthritis of the hip and knee, worse on the left side. He denies chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, north of the PND, no oxygen inhalers, no sleep apnea of CPAP machine. Off and on upper respiratory symptoms. He smokes 3 cigars a day, denies pressing alcohol intake, no skin rash or bruises, no bleeding nose gums, no headaches. Next paragraph, his past medical history, long-standing hypertension, does not check at home, says to be compliant with medications, previously HCTC, and that was replaced to aldactone. Denies diabetes, no event thrombosis pulmonary embolism, he's not aware of heart problems, TAS, stroke, or seizures. The episode of severe symptomatic hypokalemia, as indicated above, 2017, and clear etiology. A history of testicular cancer, right-sided, apparently seminoma, when he was in his early 20s. Received few months of chemotherapy, he reclosed cisplatin. There was also exploration of the retroperitoneal area. There has been no recurrence. Incidental thyroid cancer, papillary type, follicular, total thyroidectomy a few years ago on thyroid replacement, no metastasis, problems of anxiety, erectile dysfunction, denies blood transfusion, gastrointestinal bleeding, liver disease. He thinks there was a kidney stone many years back, but no interventions. He might have passed it itself, no recovery, the type of stone. Next paragraph. Surgeries has included the thyroid cancer, thyroidectomy, right-sided testicular cancer and surgery with exploration of the retroperitoneal area. A fall and fracture, left forearm requiring surgery within the last 1 year, Dr. Lily, Lilly, prior colonoscopies, benign polyps. Next paragraph, he smoked cigars but no alcohol. Next paragraph, reported allergy to penicillin. Next paragraph, family history of hypertension, but he's not aware of potassium, magnesium, or renal failure. Next paragraph, medications presently include vitamin C, Flomax for enlargement of the prostate, PSH is in the low side, thyroid replacement, Norvasc, metoprolol, benazepril inhibitors, Lipitor, Avodart, potassium, aldactone, magnesium, zinc, vitamin D, aspirin, no diuretics, and no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, I want to mention that there was an episode of renal failure, lasted for a few months, few years back. At that time, he was on anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 252, 70 inches tall, blood pressure 150 over 70 on the right, 155, 75 on the left, alert oriented sign 3, overweight, normal speech, good historian, normal eye movements, no facial asymmetry, normal speech, no expressive aphasia, no respiratory distress, no palpable neck masses, lungs are clear, no consolidation pleural effusion, no arrhythmia, pericardial rate gallop, morbid obesity of the abdomen, difficult to precise internal organs, no tenderness, 2+ edema below the knees, some flushing of the skin, face, neck, upper extremities from anxiety. Next paragraph. Low potassium. Recently, from September 2022, before that was 3.5 to 3.8. Since September last year, 3.1, 3.4, 3.3, 3.3, 3.1, 3.1, and now the most recent one back to normal at 3.6. There has been normal kidney function, normal acid base, normal sodium, normal albumin, calcium, liver function test not elevated, glucose in the 110s, 130s. The most recent magnesium, normal. No recent CBC. The last one available will be June 2021. Normal hemoglobin, cell count, platelets, and differential. There is multiple testing, X-ray, CT scans, MRIs of the lumbar spine with arthritis abnormalities. A CT scan, chest, abdomen, and pelvis without contrast. This is after trauma. Last year in June. Surgical staples around the kidneys, retroperitoneum. No other abnormalities. I review your notes as well as the hospital admission in 2017 at the time of severe weakness and a prior admission for depression, psychiatry, Midland 2007. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Hypokalemia, presently not symptomatic, recent documented renal wasting, fractional excretion around 9. Etiology to be determined. This has happened intermittently through the last 5 years. He denies any diuretics. He denies any vomiting, diarrhea. There is no evidence of metabolic alkalosis or metabolic acidosis to suggest subrepticious vomiting or use of diuretics or renal tubular acidosis. He has hypertension. Negative imaging for adrenal masses. In the differential diagnosis, we have to consider aldosterone excess, however, he says to be compliant with the use of aldactone, ACE inhibitors, which should control the process. His fluid intake, a gallon a day, could exacerbate an underlying predisposition to wasting of potassium by increasing the distal urinary volume. The most recent chemistries are looking normal. I'm going to repeat it one more time before we go further assessment. Given his high blood pressure, we have to consider other diagnosis depending on results. Am I going to ask him to do a 24-hour urine collection to document potential polyuria? Further advice to follow enter dictation.